Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show. They be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. Mind, body and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gangs got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he ain't
think about it, didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it,
never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though.
Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence.
Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma.
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on
interstates for visiting days.
Remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison
danger.
Doing time with lifers and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go a 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back. And still I never be the same though.
الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله مبعد. Hello everyone, welcome again to Point of Impact. That's right, we're here again on this nice wonderful Wednesday. That's right, here we are on a Wednesday. That's right, and it's the 6th of December as we are gearing ourselves up, Point of Impact, for the recognition night coming up next Friday on the 15th, and we're hoping and praying that you all will show up in a safe travel. This is going to be a wonderful event. Community United Focus presents Point of Impact Recognition Night, and of course, we are desperately seeking your support to come out and have a good time and meet and politic with some wonderful people, and let's build on this program of striving to uplift our community. Yeah, you know, and just encouraging people to do better. You know, please come out. We're going to have a bunch of wonderful speakers, some wonderful entertainment, some wonderful food, and just, amen. Inshallah, be it the will of Allah, it will be one of those nights that you'll never forget. So join us, okay? But here we are tonight on Point of Impact. We are expecting our guest, Mr. Barrett Hicks. Hopefully he'll show. I'm not sure. Mr. Barrett Hicks, are you with us tonight? I don't think he's called in yet, or if he will call in, but Allah knows best, you know. Mother Queen Crystal, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Alhamdulillah. And, of course, my brother to the people, Hassan Shabazz.
Peace and blessings to the family, to the unified family out there.
Alhamdulillah. I'm very excited. And we want to give a big shout-out to my brothers, Freedom Over Everything. You know, we always pound in the concrete. We united folks with Freedom Over Everything, doing what we do, making a difference in our community. And we hope you are doing the same, you know, and that's what it's about. So, listen, what's going on, Mother Queen? How's everything?
Everything is good, you know. Just left the community center with the kids, and then we head home to do the radio. So, you know, everything is flowing. Everything is growing. People are receiving and believing and change, you know. So we just hoping for better days, you know, and that, you know, the system can get their knee off of our neck pretty much so we can all thrive. So we can all thrive and be able to just...
If they ain't going to get it off, we're going to bitch press them off. How about that? So
you know,
I
have learned that the system can do whatever it wants to do, but you do not have to be a part of it. It's just like people pick and choose what they want to, you know.
Right.
People really want to entertain, so we need to just stop entertaining it. That's all.
That's right. Brother Hassan, man, what's going on, man? Show me some love, man. What's going on out here?
Man, let me tell you, you know, just coming from that Calhoun Center tonight, it's always an experience for us because, you know, we learn from the children as well, man. And I would really advise more people to take time and listen to the children, listen to your children, and then listen to the children in your community, in your neighborhood, and you know.
Right.
Because they're going to tell you what they need. They're going to tell you what they want. And if they know that you're really sincere, they will open their hearts up to you, man. You know, so I found it nothing to be better than to go there and also, you know, with all the education that we give and all the support that we give, you know, we receive a lot of that ourselves. So I just reflect on that every day, you know, because it's a beautiful thing.
So when do you guys go to the Calhoun Center? When do you go? Do you go every day or once a week? When do you go?
No, we go Monday through Thursday, and we're there from, you know, 3:30 to around 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock sometime. But we're there because we want to provide a safe space for the children. Because, you know, notoriously, Jackson Ward and Gilpin Court is one of the largest, if not the largest, housing development on the East Coast. There's over 900 units out there. And you're talking about thousands of people. And so it's hundreds and hundreds of children out there. And we provide a safe space, and we have at least 40 every night. You know, we have at least 40 children in there every night. And it's a beautiful experience to see how they are willing to take instruction, right? And we've watched them make strides and great progress over the last few months. And this is with Rodney Taylor from the Archangel Program, and they're partnering with Prisoners Rights Clinic and Freedom Over Everything there. To do the unthinkable in one of the worst places, you know, in Richmond, and so we're going to turn it around.
So, Krista, what are some of the functions that they have there at the Calhoun Center for the kids?
So we basically, Hassan and I, we create curriculum every day. It just depends on what their energy, we flow with what they have going on or where we see a need. We pour into them, you know, the things that their mother and father should have or the teacher should have. It can range from we created safe words as a group. you know, we build trust. We have trust activities that we do with them. Sometimes if I feel like cooking, I'll cook. You know, I get in the kitchen and ask them what they want. We bake cookies. We cook. We make bracelets. Hassan has done poetry, you know, science, math. You know, it just really, every day is different. We don't try to really do a curriculum because you don't never know what their need is on that day. And sometimes they bring up the topic, you know, of discussion. And we ask them what do they need from us, and we, you know, and we let them know what we need from them. So,
when am I going to get an invitation to come on? I mean, I ain't heard no invitation yet. I would love to just drive out there one weekend after work and be out there. You know, that sounds so wonderful.
Yeah, Monday through Thursday, most definitely you can come. It's work hours, really, for most people. But if you can make it down here and know, in between that time, sometimes I leave early because I'm at, you know, I work 5:30 to 6 a.m. So I'll set up the curriculum for Hassan to execute, and then I'm out the door. Or Hassan, sometimes I don't even make it out there. Hassan takes over. And I'm, you know, so we just flow. It just really has a natural flow of its own. We just want, like you said, the doors are open. Make sure that the doors are open for the community to be able to not have to be in the streets.
That's what's up. Yeah, I think I'm gonna go on a gas up maybe next week and drive out there maybe Monday.
Listen, they would love to hear from you. They are very receptive to authentic people. They really love to hear the authenticity of what people have. We have young people come and speak. We have old people come and speak. You know, they're very intuitive to what people have to say. You know.
Yes. I'm gonna tell you, man. It's an experience because you know how the Apollo is. Right? And the Sandman is up there, and if you can't perform,
they will boo you
off the stage, man. They'll start having their own conversations. They'll start with them. People will be like, man, what in the world going on here? Yeah, because you ain't need the most. No, you ain't need the most. Yeah, real, recognize real, man. These are some of the realest children I ever met. You understand? Many of them have to raise their younger brothers and sisters. Many of them have had to grow up too fast, right? And so we strive to remind them that they're still children and that you still can be a child, right? And you still can have fun. We had to break the ice with them being able to have fun with each other, right? That's a hard thing for children who come from the muck and the mire, man. They don't know how to have fun in the day, right? So we have to show them how they can have good, clean fun, and that's what, you know, a lot of what we do there, man. It's just the academic enrichment. We do tutoring. I was tutoring a young girl tonight with her math, and whatever it is that they come in with their homework. When they come in with their homework, whatever help they need, we give them, right? And that's the beauty of it. Yeah, man, it's a beautiful thing, really.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna I'm gonna load up the car and I'm gonna ride on out there.
Need to bring some help with you. Come on.
Yeah, I'm gonna probably have to do that, but I'm definitely gonna take a ride out there and, you know, maybe spend an hour or two with the kids, and, you know, because it's something that was one of the great experiences I had. And big ups to Impact Virginia, Maceo Harrison, and his team, Impact Virginia, with Michelle Harrison, in the Berkeley Rec Center, when I had the honor of being able to speak to them about bullying. You know, and for you guys who like to see that video, it's up on Facebook. But, you know, and some of the pictures, you might have seen some of the pictures in the past when I had the joy of being with them. You know, that's the thing about our children. They're so honest. They're so honest. Mm-hmm. You know, and the children are always going to let you know, like, hey, you know, I need attention right now. I need you to appeal to me right now because I'm hurting. I'm missing on something. And these you know, they don't always say it right out, but they show it to you. They exemplify it to you. You know what I'm saying? Most of the time, you know. And I think, I mean, this, you know, it doesn't shock me any because I know you two guys and I know what my family does. You know, and this hearing this is just really melting my heart because I know the love that you have for children just being parents and what you bring to Jasmine and my nieces, you know, and I love that.
Right.
And so I'm going to definitely put some gas up in the car and I'm going to get on out there. I want to get on out there and have some fun, you know.
We're going to put you on the roster now. We're going to let them know you're coming.
Oh, I'm coming. I'm going to fill up my gas tank, and I'm going to hit Richmond. I'm going to get my little two-hour driving, and I'm going to get out there. I mean, listen, knowledge don't run to you. You run to knowledge. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm trying to be where the knowledge is. And our youth, they are the knowledge that we need to attain in order for us to prepare a better future. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's I gotta have it. Jay Sean, did we get our guest? Is Mr. Barry Hicks arrived?
No, the guest didn't call in yet.
Okay, that's fine. May Allah, you know, keep him and guide him on a straight path. I mean, it may Allah increase us in what we're doing. And you know, like I said, that is you know, that's one of the things I was wanting to do. I had spoke to my man about trying to get some youth to come to the event, but because it's in the evening time from 7 to 9:30, you know what I'm saying, I kind of, you know, unless they're with their parents or something like that, you know, but inshallah, we do have our, you know, of course, Community United Folks and Freedom Over Everything. Every year, we have our Liberation Save the Youth Day event, which we'll be doing this summer coming up. Next year, should I say, in 2024. So you guys pay attention and look out because you want to come out and we provide all types of games, activities for the kids, and some good food on the grill. And, you know, we come out and have a good time. So, you know, this is something that we always look forward to, you know, as a family. You know, Freedom Over Everything and Community United Focus. This is what we do out here in the Tidewater area, you know, and it just adds on to all the work that we're doing throughout, you know, the Vibe, Virginia, man, and we just work hard. So I'm so grateful for that. Right now, can you just tell me a little bit, like, what has been the most inspiring experience that you both have encountered since you've been working with these kids?
Well,
Mom,
you know,
Queen, you
want to
tell us first?
Yeah, you know, for me, if I take my youngest, who is 6, and I take her with me to the community, and I raised her in the county, and then we go to the city to interact with the kids, you can see and tell the difference.
Right.
But her being 6 years old, it really inspires them to see her, how advanced she is. And they really, and she learned from them to be bold and to be brave.
Right, that's right.
Right, and to speak up and not to not let nobody push you over. So I can see where both sides feed off of each other. They love her. They always ask me, is she coming today? Why didn't you bring her? You know, when she's not there.
Yeah.
And then when I get home, she's like, why didn't you take me? I want to go see my friends, see some of my friends at the Calhoun Center. So, you know, the group of kids, even though they come from different, you know, upbringings and backgrounds, where one is lacking, the other one is in need of. So just to see them together, you know, merging together and being able to coexist, coming from different worlds, it really, you know, is really like, it can be done. It's like, why keep them secret? Why deprive them of these things?
Of course.
And then, even for somebody, you know, from the county, you know, they always say county kids want to be city and city kids want to be county.
Right.
You know, it's always that lack or want or need for something when you are a well-rounded person and you can instill so much in a person. It's room for you have to make room for your gifts. Because you never know what you will learn, what you're being exposed to different things, what you can pick up on, and what you will be great at. So I'm just enjoying seeing the growth and how, you know, the merge from two different worlds, you know, how they can all get along.
Yeah. And listen. Jasmine is a real deal. She is the real deal.
Oh yeah.
That child is something else.
Oh yeah. Hey, you know.
So
I knew you was coming my way. So I had to really sit back and think about it. Because since I've been there, right. And of course, you know, most of the time I do the orating, because of course Krista can't be there all the time. She has to be at work sometimes. And so I don't mind shouldering that weight, right? What I think has been the most beautiful thing, man, right, with these children is I watched them exemplify such high IQ, right? That academically they may be struggling with different things, right? And that socially they may be struggling, but in the right space, in the right environment, right, in the right setting,
right.
I've watched them exemplify, traits of brilliance, man, brilliance. And I think for me, you know, understanding my background and sharing my story with them and having them at different times when I'm not having a bad day, when I'm having a bad day, they'll come and they cheer me up, right? They come.
They enrich you.
They come and they revitalize me, right? And they bring me to life. And then sometimes I have to do that for them, right? I have to do that for them.
Yes.
And that can be draining. But I think that the most beautiful thing out of it that I've experienced, though, is the fact that they accept me no matter what, unconditionally, right? They love what they have. And they don't have a lot, you know? Many of them come from single parent households, and their mothers and fathers may be on drugs or incarcerated. You know, they may be living with their grandmother. Like they have experienced such generational poverty that they satisfied with that, right? They've learned to be able to live in that, and so so. The love that they give, man, is genuine, right? It ain't fake.
Right.
And when they come and they come to me, and one of the girls that they called me, she said, "Dad, what are we going to do today?" And I said, "Well, daughter, you know we got to do the daughter today, right?" And
And one of the little girls looked at her and said, "Why are you calling him?" She said, "He said that we was his children." And this, you know, and, this, and then the other little girl said, yeah, you right, he did, he said that. And so they be messing with me sometimes, right? They do it all the time, bro. And I'm telling you, it's one of the most rewarding things, right?
Right.
This beautiful thing that I've experienced, man, is unconditional love from them, right? That is what, you know, you can't get any better than that. So it make me want to show up every day, right? It make me want to come in. When I don't show up, oh, you better believe they come as they asking me, where was you at yesterday? Yeah, you know? Where was you at yesterday? I said, damn. I said, well, man, I got to show up every day. I can't miss a day. You know, so.
And you know, that's children will hold you accountable. They will hold you accountable. And they will hold your feet right to the fire. And that's the thing that, you know, I inspire the most. Just hearing you guys, you know, it brings so much joy to me to see you being rewarded in the voluptuous way that you are in this experience and in this aura that, you know, of being there and being parents, not only to your children, but to the community's children. And that's exactly what it takes. It takes a village. It takes a community. It takes a nation to raise these children up, because once we raise these children up, we raise our nation up. We raise our elders up, because this incorporates community, family. You know what I mean? And people just don't understand the institution of family is really lost today. It's really lost today. And I'm great. That's one of the things I'm grateful for with my children, you know, that I do have a very open relationship with them. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And being able to speak with them. I'm going to share something with you. My son, Jamil, he was going to get a car. He's been working hard, and he wanted to get a car. And I was like, okay. And so when me and his mom was talking, and we were talking about this, and then she said to me, you know, yeah, he's going to go get – and I said, well, did he get his license yet? Did he get a permit? She's like, no, but I said, whoa, let me speak to him, you know what I'm saying? And so I got on the phone with him, and I started to share with him, you know, my experience and how, you know, I got complacent with doing the wrong thing, you know, and I just gave him some advice. I didn't tell him, you know, this is what I didn't tell him to do this. You know, I said, let me just give you some advice, son. You know what I mean? That, you know, to do the right thing, no matter how desperate your situation is, doing the right thing will always gain you the win. You know what I mean? So he took that advice. He literally took my advice, and he's just waiting until he gets his license and he gets his thing in order. You know, and I was very proud as a father, just to know that, you know what I'm saying, he was willing to listen, and he was willing to take heed. You know what I'm saying? And for me, that's, you know, me paying attention to where he is going in his life and what is going on with him, you know what I'm saying, and things of that nature. Hold on one second, guys. Nice. We might have someone to join us. So hold on one second. Let me see if I can. Hold on, we may have a. We got.
Yeah, everybody. Well, now while we're waiting on Malai, you know, I'm just gonna speak to Krista for a minute, you know, about, you know, a few things that, you know, we have coming up that we're striving to put together as far as what we're doing in the community and so forth. And I think that you were talking about kind of
you know, speaking to the children about Kwanzaa a little bit?
Well, yes, Kwanzaa's coming up, and I wanted to make sure that they knew all that it entails and, you know, trying to get away from the European way of thinking and celebrating false holidays and doctrines and that nature. So with Kwanzaa, it's more of a community event celebration. So with Kwanzaa having 7 days, you know, just being able to break down what it is and what it means for the kids, so and how they can give back to their community and draw closer to one another during that time. So I know you too know, you know, the meaning of Kwanzaa.
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think that it's very important. I remember not too long, the other day, actually, when we were having the class was in session, and the children were asking me questions, right? They were asking me questions about, you know, why do we celebrate Thanksgiving, right? And then they asked me questions about Halloween and Easter, right? Sincere questions, like, you know, why do we celebrate, what is Christmas all about? And somebody said gifts, and they said, I said, well, that's not really what it's supposed to be about, right? And so we about that to a certain degree. And then I didn't want to go too deep with them about it. But, of course, you know, we always talk about those holidays. And then we refer, what I wanted to refer to was how they saw it, right, with the gifts and Santa Claus,
and
right, and what that meant to them. And then the Easter Bunny and what that means. And then I asked them, you know, is the Easter Bunny real? Do rabbits lay eggs, right? You know, and or have you ever seen
Santa Claus
come down the chimney, right? Or in a sled with reindeer,
right?
That dance across the sky.
And what does Halloween mean? And they just say, oh, we get candy.
Yeah, we get candy, but, you know.
And what does the costume represent?
Sure, and all these different things, you know, we strive to provide that answer for them. And then we also strive, when you take something away from someone, you have to replace it. You have to replace it with something. And so, you know, we wanted to just make them aware of what Kwanzaa is. And of course, Kwanzaa is the Festival of First Fruits, right? And of course it was started by Dr. Milana Karenga, and really I think that aspect of our history is something that's lacking, right? The part of what it means to really actually be community, right? Okay. It sounds like we might have somebody coming in. Are you there? Okay. Well, then we'll keep on going with that. And so, you know, we're going to be talking about Kwanzaa coming up, you know, and the different seven principles of Kwanzaa, which is called Nguzo Saba, right? And those seven principles are Umoja, which means unity, Kujichagulia, which means self-determination, Ujima, which means collective work and responsibility, Ujamaa, cooperative economics, Nia, which is purpose, right? And then we also have Kuumba, which is creativity, and we have the last one, which is Imani, which is faith. And we're going to be going in depth with those in the near future, so we want people to stay tuned so we can really talk about how we can use those principles every day to build our communities, you know.
Okay.
Maybe we got some luck.
That's Malai. That's Malai calling. I'm calling Malai back in.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Is he? Yeah, Jay Sean. Is he coming? Is he good?
Malai, you back in? Well, yeah, we have something. Have it 1 second. Let me see.
Okay. Well, you can take care of that. Out.
No, we can't mute that.
Yeah,
hello?
Man, that's all right. That's all right. People know it's real. It's real in the field.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we hear.
Okay, great. Okay. I'm sorry. I had tried to merge John Page, Councilman John Page. He had called in. And, I was trying to merge the call, but it wouldn't merge. And, he had called in to kind of, you know, just speak to what we were talking about and just to tell us what a great job we were doing. All praise is due to Allah. All praise and thanks belongs to God, Allah. And he was trying to call in, but, you know, we did what we could. Technology was blocking us today, but, you know, it's okay, you know. I was overhearing some of the, I couldn't hear everything, but because I got taken out totally. But continue. Talk about what were you guys just speaking on, because it sounded very interesting.
Well, we were talking about, you know, this dispelling a lot of the myths about, you know, different holidays and stuff like that, because the children are very intelligent. And of course, you know, they're not stupid at all. So they ask the hard questions sometimes, right?
Right.
And you strive to give them an answer that doesn't take them to the encyclopedia, right, to have to dissect words in a lexicon or anything like that, right?
Right.
You know, we try to give them simple answers that make sense, you know. And we talked about, you know, Halloween, and we talked about Christmas, you know, we talked about Easter and all these different things that supposed to be about this, but then you have this that goes along with it.
Right.
And I said, why are these fairy tales and all these different things incorporated into something that's supposed to have such meaning, right?
Something that's supposed to present truth, but yet it's a real bold-faced lie about these holidays. And then you know what? A person once expressed to me, and I get it, that, you know, because we have lost our own culture, we have created this culture from our era of slavery and things of this nature in order for us to restore ourselves in our culture as to be culturally inclined in America, and it is sad, and a lot of the things that you know, I talk to people a lot of times. I mean, the first thing people say, well, it's an opportunity for our family to, you know, it's family time. We're like, but you're creating that family time based upon lies fairy tales, and these are things that to me contradict the fabric of, you know, teaching your children integrity. You know what I mean? You know, and building in them, you know, and building in them this truth. You know, it was something that I was in my class. I was at class today, and I'm taking a public speaking class, and one of the things that she was was reminding me of is to increase myself in my efficacy in having the courage and in the belief in myself to speak towards the truth of the matters that I want to speak towards and not being doubtful. You know what I'm saying? You know, raising myself up. And so too often we rely upon these so-called holidays, which are built upon the evils of our society in actuality, and a lot of people don't really know that. You know, these are things that are perpetuated upon, you know, wicked wicked behaviors, you know what I'm saying, and wicked culture, you know, and we don't teach it to our kids. But and then that too, and I want to just go a little further, and I know some people may not like what I'm about to say, but that speaks also to these innovated methodologies that we teach, like, you know, the methodologies of religion that we teach in our community.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And all these different sects that we align ourselves with, and we are sitting there building in our community a false pride, if I may say. You know, when you're telling someone, you know, things, you tell a person, you know, believe in God, you are God. Like, that's a contradiction in itself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And
I get
where people are trying to, you know, put esteem into the black people, but you're destroying their esteem when you're not teaching them the truth from the beginning. You understand what I'm saying? And it's just some of the things that we have been, you know, as a nation, we have been taught to lie because we had to lie in order to survive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when our people were trying to have organized practices of their religion, you know, they had to lie to the slave master with what they was doing. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't tell them the truth. You understand what I'm saying? Because if they told them the truth, they would suffer a penalty. You know, and that penalty sometimes could be death. You know,
right.
So, but psychologically, we have become, this has fabricated our culture to where we'll spin lies in order to try to call ourselves, we'll spin lies and then say that we're trying to lift you up.
Right.
Or we're trying to, you know, give you something good. You know, Santa Claus gonna come down the trees, down that chimney. You want Santa Claus to come visit you, right? Then you need to do, he ain't gonna bring you nothing if you ain't good. Like, your children shouldn't be inspired by a fat, overweight white man with a gray beard and supposedly riding some reindeers from Alaska, you understand what I'm saying, from the North Pole. Like, this is ridiculous. You understand? Your child shouldn't have to feel like when they lose a teeth and tooth and put it under the pillow, you know, that fairy's gonna come and bring him or her $5 or $2. No, that child needs to know that when they lose that tooth, mommy and daddy is gonna give you that $2, that $5. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
You know? Mommy and daddy is going to give you. Mommy and daddy is going to give you that good. If you continue to get them good grades and you continue to, you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but we're used to. Do you get where I'm coming from? But we're used to. We talk about the man, but then we pump the man up.
That's right.
You pump him up.
That's right, and not only that, you know. I'm listening, and there's always, in every situation, good and evil, right?
Oh.
So everything that the Creator created in the earth, He said it was going to be good for us, and it was going to be nurturing to us, and that we would want for nothing else or needed nothing else but what He created in the earth. But we have gotten so far away from that, and we allow the enemy, the devil, to trick us into thinking that is not good, and that is the very opposite.
Right.
They changed it. They reversed it. We got God created the rainbow. They done totally distorted the rainbow for something totally different. They switched the colors around.
So those colors represent Lord have mercy.
Something, it's an abomination.
I ain't even gonna say it. Yes,
it's an abomination. But it's the total opposite of good, right? Of
yes.
What
yes.
And it took its purity out of it. What it was purely made for, now it's so unpure. It's the very opposite of pure.
Well, I think this is what we really gotta get to, right? We could talk about religion and tradition and custom, and we could do all of that, right? But one thing that I can always get people, you know, when we speak about these issues and we talk about these things, is that this year, right, after the 25th, right, there are going to be families that are broke, that are struggling, that don't have no money. They're going to go broke trying to give their children a good Christmas. They're going to broke.
That's right.
They're going to go broke trying to give their loved ones a good Christmas, right? They're going
yes,
to go
sir.
Broke trying to celebrate all of that, and then going into New Year, more celebration, right? And
yes,
it's so much commerce, right, in the commercialization
yes.
of Christmas. They make trillions of dollars all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
This time of year, right? They're going to make hundreds of billions of dollars right here in America. And people are going to spend, and some people are going to spend and don't even have no money for their electric bill or to pay their car note.
For their bills.
Do that.
Yes, sir.
They're going to go delinquent on their bills trying to provide the Christmas and these holidays for their children. And what you got to remember is that these multi-billion-dollar corporations, they're going to proceed to push and promote that every year because they know that you're going to be right into it. And if it's really, truly about grace and spirituality and upliftment, then all that commerce ain't needed. All that money
ain't
that you spend ain't needed. How is it that you gonna go broke and then tell your children that some fat guy bought you gifts? Right?
And then check this out, Hassan. Let me add on real quick. I don't want to disturb your rhythm, but then you'll lock up a man who sells crack to a pregnant mother. Then you'll lock up a man who takes a mother's food stamps for her to get high. Then you lock up, but you won't stop these corporations from draining our society and our community. You won't stop these corporations, right? Which should be what is they talk about the time of giving. Well, why aren't you giving? Why aren't you giving instead of saying, hey, you know, come give me that so you can, you know, go and get this and have this false pretense of a good holiday. If it's such a time of giving, if it's such a time of loving and caring and helping one another, you know, well, where's the help? When are these billion-dollar corporations saying, hey, we ain't selling nothing to nobody on this day. We're going to give to the people on this day. You understand?
Right.
We're going to give to the people on this day. See, when does that come about? And these are the things that disturbs me, bro. And I love what you know, this is why I love Point of Impact. Because we are always talking about the real issues. We are talking about the real issues. And the thing that I love the most about us is that, guess what? We don't just talk about it, we walk it.
You know why we can't?
Tell me, sis.
Because we don't got no white hands. Or no white man telling us we can't.
Yes.
We don't got no.
Right.
And nobody want to snatch nothing from us. Nobody can snatch endorsements or whatever they got dangling over. See, people are on puppet strings, and people need to understand
come on.
That.
Come on, sis. Listen.
With
come on,
the
sis. Tell them what you're
Some people like to be controlled. Some people like to be in you know, people's good graces. Some people like to be to have a seat at the table with serving food with no seasoning. So,
yes.
I understand fully exactly what she's talking about. Like, we have adopted so much that is unlike unto ourselves, right? And we've created such traditions and customs here that when you strive to say, no, I don't want to participate in that, people will make you feel bad. Like, people will ostracize you, make you feel bad about not participating. You say, why you don't celebrate that? I said, because I know why I shouldn't celebrate. So that if you want me to tell you, I'll tell you, but I prefer to my way be mine and to you be yours. If you don't want to hear the truth, right, then don't ask me.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you. And then when I tell you,
I would like to see us celebrate things. Like, I had the opportunity to celebrate my daughter Jordan doing a recital one time with her. She plays the violin. And, you know, I like to celebrate those things. I like to celebrate, you know what I'm saying, our children, you know what I'm saying, getting their license. I like to celebrate our children starting a business. You know, that's,
sure.
You know, I like to see us celebrate, you know, let's call all the family over when Lil Junior done got an honor roll. You understand what I'm saying? He's on the honor roll. You know, hey, LaToya want to say hello to us, y'all. Yeah, bring her in, man.
Good evening, Brother Malah.
Hey, Sister Peace. How are you, Sister?
Oh, I thank God. Sister Chrissy, Brother Hassan.
Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings to you. Just let you know that I am listening in. I told you, as long as that train keep on rolling, I'm there. Every station, I'm meeting y'all. Every station.
Oh, I'm
good enough.
Listen,
yeah, so, well, I know you was in for a humdinger tonight.
But it's a great conversation. Y'all touched on so many different topics. It's been a great conversation. And
this is the podcast
that y'all can keep it real. So continue
educating and inspiring
people. Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
We appreciate you.
And it ain't nothing like this. Like, you know, listen, we create our own. We can create our own, right? We can create our own and designate our own. We have Children's Liberation Day, right?
Yes.
Let's celebrate that. You know,
Let's celebrate that.
These are things that we can create as staples in our community that we create, right? That's based upon our principles. It's based upon what we see as truth within our own selves, within our own communities. And let's do those types of things, because I think we have to get away from the commercials, right? We got to get away from the commercials.
Yeah.
What's a commercial designed to do, Malah? A commercial
is designed to
go out and spend money, right?
That's right.
And they call these commercial holidays. So
yes, sir.
The definition of it is the exact reason why you should stay away from participating in that way, right? And I'm not trying to tell everybody to stop celebrating Christmas and all that. I'm trying to tell everybody. Sometimes you got to do like Dr. Martin Luther King said, man, they knew how to boycott, right? Like, instead of spending all your money, this year, let's put all our money into a pot and see if we can't go and invest and pull some money out of these multi-billion-dollar companies, right? Why don't we do that?
Yes.
Why, this is what I'm talking about doing. Like, I'm not saying don't do. Let's celebrate that way. Let's see how much money we can get, right?
by not going to Amazon, by not going to these places,
exactly.
and doing all this shopping this year, Miller and Rose.
That's
and
right.
All, let's do something different.
And you know, son, I'm not saying to the people that you shouldn't be able to go out and, because we all do it. We like to dress nice. We like to, you know, we like to live nice. We like to have luxuries that we don't get to enjoy on the norm. But guess what? That's the reward of your hard work. You understand what I'm saying? That's the reward of your hard. Your hard work should not be spent on making somebody else's life luxurious, but yet leaving your life in poverty. You understand what I'm saying? And then you turn around. Now you done spent that $2,000-$3,000 for Christmas, okay? Mm. And then your child is walking around saying, "Hey, Mom, are you going to be able to pay for me to go to school? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be able, Mom? Are you going, you know, am I going to be able to go to college?"
Mm.
You see, to me, the priorities get twisted. The priorities get twisted, and we get caught up in this cycle, man. This vicious cycle of poverty.
Right.
Poverty, because we'll go out and spend excessively, knowing that we still got to live tomorrow.
Right.
Let me tell you something. I'll never forget when a friend of mine was getting married one time, and I mean, man, this brother and this sister, they did, I mean, man, they went out and spent so much money on trying to have a lavish, big wedding that when it came time for them to pay their bills, they were out back.
Mm.
The brother got his car, the repo man took his car. It wasn't but 2 months. Repo man came, took his car, and I'll never forget, he was all in tears, and he said, "Man, I just wanted to give my wife the most memorable time, and man, I now I don't even got my vehicle to get back and forth to work. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do, brother Malai." And I'm like, man, this is where we really get things combobulated.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't realize that. And anybody who has, most of us all have a cell phone, look it up. Black people are the greatest, biggest consumers of commercial products in the United States.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely.
Without
most
question.
Definitely. Most definitely.
And we are in the height of our appetite for this lavish life comes in these holidays.
Right.
These holidays. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I give big ups to all the organizations that are out there giving away turkeys, that are out there helping, giving away clothes and coats and blankets and undergarments and shoes and socks and food. That's why I give the love to these people. Because they ain't waiting for a holiday. They telling you every single moment that they can't come and get this.
Right.
And then you know what I've even seen? I've seen some people, I tell them, I say, "Hey, man, I know where we can get you some groceries, man. I don't do that, brother." "What? You don't do what? You don't do what? If you had to live on the land, and there was a collard green patch growing over there, you're going to go get them free collard greens and feed your damn family."
Most definitely.
You know, I try, every time I get some groceries, I try to go and be a blessing to my mechanic, because he's a young man who has a family, and he's under cars all day long. And he don't get time to shop. He don't get time. By the time he finishes a car, stores are closed, And he got the cars where the young men want their cars tricked out. So they'll have
Right.
They'll have him there from sunup to sundown sometime trying to get these cars right.
Wow.
You know, and he can't, you know, catch a break. So a lot of times I try to give him some groceries, and he said, why are you giving me the groceries? I said, because it looks better for a man to walk through the door with groceries than women having to, you know, pull the kids out the house and drag them around the store, and they ask them for stuff. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you just saying, no, you only getting what you need. But if you come home with the bacon, you know, the woman will be more eager to cook it up.
Okay.
Is what I told you.
And turkey bacon.
some beef pastrami.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But look, y'all, we gotta get out of here, man. We gotta get out of here. This has been, man. This is. Boy, we be having some fun on this. Hey, listen, this is. I'm so grateful for this, and I have to just give all praise and thanks belonging to no one other than Allah. And I'm just telling you, man, if you put Allah first in your life. Listen, man, you ain't got to be perfect in it. He ain't asking you to come and be perfect. He ain't telling you, man, that it's going to be perfect. That ain't how you come to him, man. Just come to him any way you can and just bang your head on that floor and cry out to Allah and ask him, you know, for whatever it is you need. Tell him what you need. He going to help. He is the provider, sustainer. He is the provider and sustainer. And don't you get tricked to believe that you're doing it all on your own. Because the moment you get the trick, that the moment you trick to believe that, that's the moment you will fall right on your face. Okay? So let's keep that in mind. I love you. I love you guys. Thank you for this powerful night. We're going to keep on doing what we do. Inshallah, please, everyone, join us. Mother Queen Latoya, thank you so much for calling in. I always love hearing from you, sister. You are very, very vital to this family, and we appreciate you so much. And like I said, to all our guests and anyone listening, please join us, man. Press one. We are here to uplift one another, man. Uplift one another. And again, you brothers and sisters out here celebrating these holidays, man, what I say is, man, hey, take that moment to do something beneficial for you and your family, you know?
Right.
And, you know, make it right for you and your family, all right? Mm-hmm. Make it right for you and your family. You know, we're not hating on people who practice these holidays. That's not what we're doing. But we are saying to you, hey, man, you know, you deserve better, and we want to see you get it. So everyone, please be safe, and please take your time out here, and please, most importantly, take care of yourself and take care of your family and the people you love, okay? And don't let that moment go by, because life is a blink of an eye, you know? Don't let that moment go by where you're not letting the ones you love know that you love them and nourish them as best you can through difficulty as well as through ease. Okay? So we're gonna get out of here, y'all. Community United Focus, Freedom Over Everything, Point of Impact, man. We closing shop tonight, and we'll see y'all next Wednesday. Please join us, 8 p.m. You know, bring your friends, bring your companions, and let's just have positive energy, man. Positive energy, positive energy, positive dialogue, you know. And big up to Councilman John Page for calling in. You know, we thank you, sir, and for your diligent work in the community in Virginia, Norfolk area. And, you know, we just want to just tell y'all all that we are grateful for all of the support that you guys give us. And we look forward, hopefully, to meeting you. And those who can't make it, no, just pray for us and continue to ask God to reward us and guide us in a straight path. And at that moment, and at this time, I just want everybody at this time, stop what you're doing, man. Just right now, stop what you're doing. And do something that will benefit you in this life and in the hereafter, and something that will benefit your family, and something that will benefit your community, your locality. Right? We love you all. See you all next week. Let's say bye, y'all. Assalamu alaikum. Y'all take care. All right?
Shout out,
young
sister.
I love you.